The mission begins, segueing into Mission Accomplished, from Danny Elfman's score to Men in Black 3, here on Deep Threes. James Newton Howard began our set by conferring a Dr. Watt to the Bourne legacy. After chasing Louisa Ray to Tom Twyker, Johnny Klimek, and Reinhold Heil's soundtrack to Cloud Atlas, we cooled down After the Race, a new variation on a recognizable theme from Chariots of Fire by Vangelis for the 2012 London stage adaptation and the album Chariots of Fire, the play. There was no rest for the weary as Michael Kamen powered us through the shootout and snowmobile chase from his 1990 original motion picture soundtrack to Die Hard 2. Sheryl Crow assured us that tomorrow never dies. The title track to the 1997 film starring Pierce Brosnan as James Bond that also turned up on the 2012 compilation Best of Bond, James Bond. And James Horner was saving New York, musically, for the 2012 reboot of The Amazing Spider-Man starring Andrew Garfield. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with Utan and Shiva 2 from Shiva Blues. Playlists and show archives are online at www.deepthrees.com. Until next time, thanks for listening.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Over the past few decades, the polar bear population in Canada's western Hudson Bay has dropped dramatically.
There's about half as many polar bears there in recent years compared to the kind of late 1980s, 1990s.
Louise Archer is a biologist at the University of Toronto, Scarborough. She and her colleagues recently published a study that pins the blame for that population decline on climate change. The problem comes down to food. Every winter, the polar bears wander out onto the frozen ice of Hudson Bay, where they spend the next few months eating seals and fattening up before the ice melts in the summer. There's little food for the bears back on land, so it's important that they get enough to eat each winter. But as the climate warms, that's getting harder.
The sea ice is melting earlier in the year, and it's refreezing later. So all in all, since the 1980s, we've seen polar bears spending about 3 to 4 weeks longer on land. That means 3 to 4 weeks shorter time on ice hunting and building up those fat reserves.
Without that food, the bears are less likely to reproduce, and the cubs are less likely to survive. So climate change is putting this iconic species in peril. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.